Hi, Ray Finester. This is Jamie with Starry Constellation Magazine. Season three is quite a big one. Rafe, there's camping as a family. Your son is an Arsenal fan. Flats up for sale. You're headed for a judge. What else could possibly happen to this couple?
I know it's lots happens to this pair because the stakes are really big because they have a very clear intention in mind, which is that they want to have a family and they want to be good parents. And it seems to be that the world is doing everything it can to make that difficult for them, which means that if they do get to the end of it, then they're very deserving of it. And I think as a audience, an audience. We really root for this couple. We really root for them to do well because I think they're identifiable because they get things wrong. They are a bit messy. They're not perfect. But I think that's very relatable. And I think all of that actually makes them quite aspirational in a way too, because they obviously really, really love each other. And no matter what is thrown at them, it seems that their relationship deepens, and I think that's really lovely.
Well, Esther, how will Nikki's relationship evolve with Princess this season?
I think for Nikki, I think she's probably the expectation, what she thought being a parent would be, is just those expectations, I think, have kind of been a bit shattered. I think Nikki is trying so hard to have a bond with this girl, because it means a lot to her, it means so much to her. But obviously there's two people in that relationship, and that's something that she absolutely can't control. And I think Nikki is very much how she operates in the world, because of her anxieties and her neuroses. I think she's someone who has to have an element of control, and this is something that she can't control, and I think it really throws her. And I think that's going to make for a very interesting journey, and at times like heartbreaking and painful. But it's just because she wants it so badly, and she's so close to it, and she wants this, you know, she feels like this is her daughter. So yeah.
And Rafe, how does the upcoming time before the judge affect Nikki and excuse me, how does it the upcoming time before the judge affect them as a couple?
Yeah, I mean it's in the title of the show. It's very trying. It's difficult because all the way through the three seasons, there is a massive level of intrusion into their private lives. They're having to prove themselves constantly, and when we're having to prove ourselves, it's quite exhausting. And in any situation, but I think that their deep love for each other is real and beautiful. And one of my favorite moments in the first season is when Jason says to Nikki, if this doesn't work out, if we don't get the kids, we don't get approved, then you're enough. We're enough. And I think that's really gorgeous, and I think they're a really lovely couple. And I think I can speak for Esther and I when I say that we really love them. Like, we really love this pair of people. We think they're brilliant, and we love playing them, and they're a part of our lives. And we love playing them when they get into all sorts of bother and hardship. We can't wait to see. We can't wait to see what happens with them in the future because they're our friends. They're our friends.
Esther, I just think that both you and Rafe have such great comedic timing. Is it something that both of you have worked at, or have you personally spent time working at comedy, or is it something that's just an innate ability? The two of you have such great chemistry on screen.
I think that helps. I think, you know, working with Rafe, he's just such a funny person anyway, that it kind of makes things a lot easier. for me, being, you know, next to him and doing that and playing, you know, playing off him. I think it helps that we really get on, that we find each other funny in our normal lives. So that, you know, that definitely helps. But also it's, yeah, I don't know. It's having I feel like I've done a lot of kind of comedy in my career, and you're always learning off people. And I feel extremely lucky in that for the last 3 years, I've got to learn off Rafe, really, who's a comedy legend. And that's, yeah, that's, that definitely helps with the job, the person that you're acting opposite, and we spend so much time together. Yeah, I think Rafe just makes my job a lot easier, to be honest.
Esther's part of the thing that makes her so lovely is that she's such a generous person, but I have to say everything she's saying is rubbish. She would be perfectly fine without me. She's a highly skilled person. I contribute nothing to Esther's aliveness, her openness as a performer, her originality, her warmth. That's all got nothing to do with me, and my job in the show is just to keep up with her. And I can hear that we sound quite sickening now, don't we? But it's we love it. We love making the show. We love acting together. We love hanging out in between takes. It's really fun, and we're very lucky. And we're very lucky that people like the show too.
If I think Jason has such beautiful lines this season. I mean, when he says, "Why would the kids want to stay with us? Because we have a good love, one that can survive life." Such a touching and telling statement about their relationship. No,
yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, they have such a deep belief in it, in the family that they've created. They go, you know, it's very deep. They're sort of everything to each other. They're lovers, they're friends, they're family. They are each other's family. You know, people do really respond to this couple. They really respond to the obvious chemistry that Esther and I exhibit on screen. And it's a bit of magic. They're a little magic pair who aren't, they're not fancy people. They don't have fancy jobs. They're regular folk. And the thing that is universal, like massive success or status or money or riches or fame or notoriety, might not be available to everyone. But what is available to everyone, every human soul, is love and connection. And everyone watching. And they have that. And I think that shines through no matter what happens.
I do think that's truly what people love about Trying and what continues to make it such a fan favorite series. There's heart between the couple. There's love between the couple, and they want this family. Esther, is that the feedback you tend to have when people respond to you on social media, that that's what they truly love about Trying?
Yeah, I think, you know, that it is just so relatable to either a circumstance that people are going through, i.e. going through the process of adoption or infertility, or wanting to create a family, and that just people just don't feel alone with what they're going through. And, you know, I also tend to get a lot of people kind of telling me that, oh my gosh, you just remind me of me and my partner. Like, that's exactly where we feel like we're Nikki and Jason. And that's so lovely to be able to share in that with people and represent people in that way, and somehow feel like we're, yeah, a part of a collective. It's really wonderful, actually. That's one of the good things about social media, is you can have that direct interaction with people in that way.